This is Radio Nepal. I am T. K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Weather improves in Nepal as nationwide rain-bearing system weakens. Pre-monsoon activities continue. President Ramchandra Podil calls for fulfilling people's mandate of nation-building through elections. Nepal marks International Day for Elimination of Racial Discrimination. Stakeholders stress for collective action to end caste-based discrimination in the country. And U.S. President Donald Trump hints at winding down military operations in Iran. Now, the news in detail. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has said that the weather has improved as the rain-bearing system active since Friday has weakened in Nepal. Meteorologist Bibhuti Pokhrel said there has been significant improvement in the weather, although pre-monsoon activities will continue with the partly cloudy conditions expected on Sunday. She added that although the current rain system has moved away, the typical pre-monsoon pattern of sunshine followed by clouds will persist, but there is no immediate likelihood of heavy or prolonged rainfall. According to the department, light rainfall has been recorded at a few places in Kusi, Bagmati and Madhya provinces today. President Ramchandra Podil has called on all stakeholders to fulfill the responsibility of nation-building as mandated by citizens through the elections. Addressing a ceremony at the office of the President in Sital Nivas, marking the 8th anniversary of the Madhesi Commission today, President Podil highlighted the significant role played by the Madhesi community in movements for civil liberties in the country. The head of the state also noted that such movements were spearheaded with the objective of promoting freedom, equality, social justice, good governance, development, prosperity, and sense of national unity. Similarly, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Anil Kumar Sinha remarked that the diverse languages, arts, culture, and history of the Madhya province were a source of national pride. The 61st International Day for Elimination of Racial Discrimination has been celebrated with a variety of programs in Nepal today. The theme for the day in the country this year was Unified Dalit Movement for Equal Rights, Constitution Amendment for Building the Basis of Socialism. The National Dalit Commission and Dalit Rights Organizations organized discussion program today under the title of Effective Identification of State Structure for Access to Justice for Dalit Community. Similarly, addressing a program, chairperson of the National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, Tapa Bahadur Magar, has said that the commission was formally working for eliminating the racial discrimination in Nepal. Chairperson Magar emphasized the effective implementation of laws, not merely for the drafting ending the racial discrimination. During the event, chairperson of the National Dalit Commission, Devaraj Vishwakarma, called for addressing the social, cultural and economic exclusion facing the Dalit community even today in Nepali society. Two persons died after being knocked down by a bus at Bhote Bahal of Kathmandu last night. According to Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office, the deceased have been identified as 45-year-old Padam Upadhyay and 37-year-old Satish Kumar Kusawa of India. Naresh Raj Subedi, Superintendent of Police SP and a spokesperson for the Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police, said the pedestrians were struck by a bus belonging to Om Janata Transport. The incident took place while the bus was travelling from Kalimati towards Tripureswar. The critically injured in the incident, both men were rushed to the National Trauma Centre where they died during treatment on Friday night itself. The National Natural Resources and Finance Commission has recommended that the government allocate a grant of 151,707,800,000 rupees under the financial equalization grant heading to provinces and local levels for the upcoming fiscal year. The commission has also recommended providing the amount of financial equalization grant to the provincial government at 61,503,200,000 rupees and to the local governments at 90,204,600,000 rupees. It has also recommended for financial equalization grants in such a way that it classifies grants into minimum grant, formula-based grant and performance-based grant. This news comes to you from Delhi, Nepal. Now time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ कि छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो साह्रै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिरख्या
हो र दाइ
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
चौध पन्ध्र मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाइ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Muslim community is celebrating the festival of Eid ul-Fitr today by exchanging good wishes and sharing happiness. After offering special prayers on Eid, blessings are sowed and given. There is a tradition of eating and serving special sweet dishes on this occasion. Eid, which is celebrated after the discipline of fasting called roza, self-restraint and devotionally performed prayer rituals, is a symbol of spiritual purity and elevation. The festival also teaches people the lessons of restraint, patience and self-control. The tradition of charity and assistance fosters compassion and sympathy towards the helpless, the poor and those in need of support. Eid ul-Fitr is not only a religious festival but also a symbol of social harmony and cultural solidarity. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Friday that he is considering winding down the U.S. military strikes against Iran, claiming that United States is getting very close to meeting its objectives, according to Xinhua News Agency. Also on Friday afternoon, Trump said that he does not want a ceasefire with Iran. Trump on Truth Social also said that the Strait of Hormuz, a crucial global energy waterway, should be secured by the countries that rely on it and Washington would assist if asked. Meanwhile, Iran says Japanese ships will be allowed to transit the Strait of Hormuz in the latest sign that Tehran has started pursuing a selective blockade of the strategic waterway. Speaking to Japan's Kyodo News on Friday, Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said that the waterway is only restricted for what he described as enemy nations involved in attacks against Iran. Japan sources more than 90% of its crude oil imports from the Middle East and is heavily dependent on exports transiting the strait. South Korean rescue workers on Saturday recovered the remains of 14 people from the charred wreckage of an auto parts factory in the central city of Daejeon, where an explosion and fire injured at least 59 people, AP news agency cited. More than 500 firefighters, police and emergency personnel were deployed to contain the fire and conduct rescue operations after it broke out Friday afternoon. 9 of the 14 dead were discovered in what is believed to have been a gym on the third floor, while 3 were found near a water tank on the second floor. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy over Kusi, Madhes and Bagmati provinces, including the remaining hilly and Himalayan regions, while cloudy conditions will prevail over the rest of the Terai region. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at some places in Kusi province, at a few places in Madhes province, and at one or two places in the remaining hilly and Himalayan regions. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Weather improves in Nepal nation Yes, nationwide rain bearing system weakens. Pre-monsoon activities continue. President Ramchandra Porel calls for fulfilling people's mandate of nation building through elections. Nepal marks International Day for Elimination of Racial Discrimination. Stakeholders stress for collective action to end caste-based discrimination in the country. And U.S. President Donald Trump hints at winding down military operations in Iran. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.